Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Make Music. I am Alicia Renice and I am a black girl who makes music. Thanks so much for joining us. If this is your first time, thank you so much. Subscribe if you like what you hear, share it with somebody. For those who are returning, thank you so much for following and journeying with me. It means more than you know. Feel free to follow us everywhere at Black Girls Make Music. We have a Facebook group. We're on Instagram on the same handle. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, encouragement, affirmations, constructive criticisms, please send them to blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. All right. So this is officially episode 2 of the new season. We're in season 2, y'all. This is exciting. And this episode I titled Why You're Not Disciplined. And you can put a slash there. And it can also be called You don't need New Year resolutions. You need discipline. Okay. So let's just jump right into it. I totally understand. Okay. I struggle with discipline myself in every area of my life. Every area of my life, I struggle being disciplined. Every year I start off the year and saying, hey, I'm going to have all these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do all these new things. I'm going to be a brand new person come 2020 or insert whatever year that is from like 2012, right? I lack discipline. It's not that I need new goals. And I really sat with this recently because I was like, okay, I need to make my New Year resolution list. And it's like, girl, you don't need New Year resolutions. You need discipline. Okay. Like, the only reason why you keep having the same goals every year is because you don't discipline yourself to actually do the things. And I know I'm not alone. Like, I can't be alone. I'm sure there are a slew of other people out there who struggle with keeping their resolutions, who struggle with, following through on things they said they're going to do for a myriad of reasons. And I'm just going to share the reasons why I struggle with discipline, okay? So for one, I just don't feel like it because it sucks. It sucks to be disciplined. It sucks to commit to something that you don't feel like doing. It sucks in the hard parts when you're trying to improve. If your goal is to like work out and you don't work out and you wanna run a marathon by the end of the year, conditioning yourself sucks. It sucks. Second reason, if I don't see any improvement or changes quick enough, I lose my motivation and I'm not doing it. Like, I just don't do it. So if my goal is, say I wanted to lose like 30 pounds, I don't know, and it is week 5 and I have only lost like 5 pounds, I'm probably going to quit because it's not, I don't want to do it. Here's a real life example, actually, to bump the weight loss, right? So I have a YouTube channel. If you want to check it out, it's Alicia Renice, shameless plug. And the page is called Alicia Renice the Artist. And so I'll actually put the link in the description. But so I've had this page for 10 years and I wasn't really intentional about building it until like maybe a few years ago. Now, I post videos on there on a regular basis. I post the podcast. I post vlogs. I post covers I do. I post, you know, just random things. And it's not growing. Sometimes the video gets like 2 to 5 likes or like views. Like if anybody sees it at all, I've had videos where there's no views and it's so discouraging. It's so discouraging because I put all this work and effort into creating this content, into doing, into studying, into practicing and singing and all this other stuff. And it seems like nobody cares and nobody's paying attention. That is so frustrating and it ruins like my motivation. It makes me feel like, what's the point of even doing this for? I watch my subscriber count. I think right now I have like 130. It goes between 30 and 29. Like people keep subscribing and unsubscribing. I don't know what's happening, right? But either way, it's discouraging. And so it sounds so bratty, right, to say that. But I feel like we all get there. We all get to a point where we're discouraged and we don't want to do anything. Like we're just really frustrated and like you question yourself and say like, is there a point to any of this? Like, what's the point of all of this? You know, so for me, one of my things is like, if I see no improvement or changes quick enough, I lose motivation and I don't want to do it, you know, and I'm not patient. I think that's the issue. I'm not patient to see the slow growth or appreciate it. Third reason, I have shiny object syndrome. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, essentially, like, think of a baby, right? Babies are playing with something, and then they see something shiny, like, oh, I want that. Like, oh, I want that. And you'll see a baby trying to hold all these things in their little baby hands, and they can't do it because they're so distracted by the next shiny thing. So, what does this look like in real life? It looks like you setting a goal. Say this year, you said, okay, I'm just going to focus on building my podcast, right? And so then, you know, by building your podcast, you're watching all these YouTube videos, and then somebody says, hey, actually, you need to build your Instagram following. And so then you move from building your podcast, building, like, losing whatever momentum you had from that to focusing on something else. I struggle with that all the time. And what that does is, one, it makes you distracted. So you're no longer growing deep. You're growing wide, and like the roots of whatever you're growing are not strong. And so they start to be knocked over. So for example, my YouTube channel, I was not consistent with that for a lot of reasons. But like, how dare I be upset, you know, now that like, oh, no one's subscribing. Well, girl, you haven't posted a video on there for like 5 months. Like, chill out, relax, you know? Fourth reason. To the third reason I said, these are people who are easily inspired. So I am easily inspired, and I feel like I have to do everything. Once I catch a bug for something, I want to do it, you know? And sometimes it's not the right time to do it, and or I'm not in the right place to pursue these things, you know? And you have to really be smart about what you pursue. The fourth reason, sorry, somebody's walking past. The fourth reason is procrastination seems so much more fun than actually doing what you're supposed to do. So if you're anyone like me, you belong to Procrastination Nation. And basically what that means is, like, when you're supposed to be doing something, there are a million other things that seem better, like seem more fun or more pertinent or more important to do than the thing you're supposed to be doing. And these things can look noble. Like, they can look like things like, oh, I could be doing that. But it's like, okay, but should you be doing that? Is that really necessary right now? So like an example of that could be, okay, you said you're going to write your book. You're going to spend an hour writing your book, right? But instead of writing your book, you start cleaning your house. That is procrastination. Or instead of actually writing your book, you start doing research on stuff. And it's like, that's procrastination. You actually just need to do it. Like, just do it. Sit down, sit with yourself, like, be uncomfortable and get this stuff done. That is like, and the procrastination is so bad because it could look like you're doing something so productive and so good and so nice. And it's like, no, sis, actually, you need to actually buckle down. You can wait to clean your room. You could do that tonight, or you could do that tomorrow morning. But today you said you was going to show up and write your book or go to the gym or whatever. But then you end up cleaning out your car and not going to the gym at all. Like, that is procrastination. Okay, like, why work out when I could watch YouTube instead? You know what I mean? Or I could research exercises to do. No, just go out and go walk, you know? Fifth reason, I overanalyze, plan, and contemplate and collect all of this info and have no energy left to actually do or create anything. So we are only given a limited amount of brain energy for the day, right? And if you are cramming information in your mind, if you are spending a lot of that energy just researching and, you know, trying to figure out problems and whatever, you're losing your brain power. I hope what I'm making makes sense. What I'm saying makes sense. You taking in information and processing that and trying to apply that takes energy. And you're only given a certain amount of energy per day. So instead of spending all that time analyzing, planning, contemplating, and collecting all this information, maybe you should just do, or spend a day contemplating doing that and say, okay, that's enough. That's enough. We can start doing now, you know, because that'll go into procrastination. It's a noble reason to procrastinate. It's like, no, I have to do the research. Well, do you really have to do the research right now? Like, can't you just start right now? Or maybe you have like a week, and like after this week, there's no more research done. You're just going to start doing it, you know? The sixth reason, I take on way too much at one time. Part of the reason why this podcast needed to take a break was because I was booked with so many photo gigs, and it was really hard for me. I would have a photo gig one day and have to edit them the next night and then go to the next photo gig the next day. I really had a weekend where I had 4 photo gigs in one weekend, and it was just overwhelming. And I knew that I could not maintain this podcast, this platform, and also provide quality content for you guys, like, but also have good edits for my clients if I'm doing everything at once, you know? Like, I think I can do everything. I think I'm superwoman, and I think I can handle it all. And the truth of the matter is, I cannot. I am a finite being with finite energy, finite time. Like, you know, like, I have a husband, I have friends, I have a life that I want to live. I don't want to spend my life working and not actually enjoying the life God gave me. And that's my choice. Some people choose to hustle, and I don't believe in hustling in the obsessive sense. I believe in hustling when it's time to hustle. Like, sometimes you just have to hustle. You have to do what you have to do. That weekend where I had 4 photo shoots, that was hustling. And while it wasn't the best decision, it was necessary because I needed the money, right? But I think this idea of like, oh yeah, team no sleep, and you know, we gonna, you know, work for 10 hours straight, and you know, to me, I'm not about that. I'm trying to pursue a life with ease and be unapologetic about it. And that means tailoring my life to suit me, you know? So for some people, they're going to spend 10 hours working. I'm not going to do that. Again, like I said, I'm not going to do that. I have other things I need to do. This podcast, I batch in one day, 4 episodes, so that I'm trying to be smarter about what I do so that I have more time to do other things. Because I'm multi-passionate, because I'm like juggling multiple things at once, I have to be wise about how I do things. And so people are about this hustle life. And again, I'm not, you know, I want to be smart. I want to be healthy, because at the end of the day, I'd rather be here for a long time. Like, you know, that phrase that people say, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Bump that. I'm here for a good and long time. Okay. And if I'm not sleeping, like if I'm not eating well, if I'm not exercising, if I'm not having self-care days, if I'm not spending time with the ones that I love, I'm shortening my life, and for all this would be for nothing, for nothing. It's funny because I was reading Ecclesiastes this morning, and the book in the Bible. And one of the points that was like being pushed was, we spend all this work hustling and stuff, and then we die, and then somebody else reaps the benefits of what we're doing. You know, like, what is the point of working yourself into the grave just for someone else to have what you made? You know what I mean? It really makes you refocus and reassess what your important things are in life. Is it really that important? You know, can you really do without that? And being honest with yourself. So I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but those are the main reasons why I lack discipline. Mostly just because I hate it. I hate disciplining myself. I hate it. Yeah, I just hate it. It's not fun. I think that's just for anybody, you know. I used to play volleyball, and there are things that we had to do, or even softball, like conditioning. So there would be a season of actually playing the sport and practicing the sport, but before that, there's a season called conditioning. So in this time, you're running laps, you're doing suicides, you're lifting weights, you're working on your cardio, like, and these things suck. I hate running for no reason. Like, I love playing sports. I love tennis. I love softball. I love volleyball. And I like to swim, too. So, like, that's fine and good, but I hate running for just no reason. And so during this process, I would hate running. Like, it was disgusting. Like, I don't even know, like, where it comes from, my disdain for running for no reason, but I don't like it. I can do it, but it's so boring. You know, like, I joined the volleyball team, not the track team, but the things that I was doing in that span of conditioning was necessary for me to be a great athlete later on in the season. And so, you know, if I really went with my gut and my feelings, I'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I would miss out on playing a sport that I love. I love volleyball. Like, I love it. It's just the conditioning that was hard. So this year, do I have any New Year resolutions? I do, but it looks different than what most may think. Usually people do it with the 5 F's. So there's fitness, family, faith, friends, and fun, and finances, maybe a 6. Either way. And they use those 6 F's, whatever they stand for, and they pick like 3 goals each one. And so that's what I used to do. And I used to have like 3 pages full of goals and, you know, goals for my art and goals for like my content and all this other stuff. And instead of doing that, I've changed it where I'm actually trying to underwhelm myself this year. Like, the thing is, I want my life to look creative and be full of ease. I don't want to be stressed out my whole life. I don't want to. And I feel like, and it's so hard because I feel like as Black women, Black people in general, but specifically Black women, like, we are taught to stress. We are praised for stressing, for being hard, for being disciplined, for being, what is the word? Like, we're praised for being strong, right? But there are times where we actually don't have to be strong, you know, but we're so used to being strong that we're just taking on all this stuff. So I realized I was being really harsh with myself, with my goals. I was not being patient with myself or kind to myself. And then when I fell off of the goals, I would beat myself up. that is not fostering a life full of love and self-care and kindness. You know what I mean? As a Black woman, I know that Black women are most likely to have heart diseases and to have, you know, chronic illnesses in general because of the stress we put on ourselves. And if creativity is an art from God, I don't want that to be a reason why I'm stressed out. I don't. So this year in 2020, I have decided, as I'm going into my 30th year, January 26th, I'll be 30. So as I'm going into my 30th year, I want to adopt a life of ease, and I feel like I deserve it. And it's hard because as a Black woman, I watch my mom struggle, and I watch my grandmother struggle, and my great grandmother struggle. Like, they all come from struggle. My great grandmother couldn't even like when I was younger, I would do math problems with her, and I didn't realize that she couldn't do the math problems because, like, understanding the context and where she came from. She was born 1912, you know? Life back then looks totally different than what it does now. I'm afforded opportunities that my great-grandmother did not, that my slave ancestors were not given, you know? And I feel like taking back some of that power, taking back some of that self-care and that love that we were never really afforded here in America is almost like a protest. You know what I'm saying? And so in my mind, I'm protesting this notion that I have to work my fingers to the bone to experience anything joyful or full or happy, you know? And so how am I doing that? I'm cutting away all of the fat and extra stuff and distractions. This year, I'm focusing on consuming less things, which will lead to less comparison, less being distracted by shiny object syndrome, less in general, and focus more on creating. I want to consume less and create more. So I want to create more podcasts. I want to create more music videos. I want to create more music, more books, more literature, more photographs, more projects. Like, I have goals that I want to hit, but I've been taking in so much and consuming so much information and comparing myself so much that it's been so distracting for me to actually create, you know? So I have to define what is necessary, beneficial, and what is worth focusing on, right? And so then I have to make time for that. And for you, that might be something different, right? But for me, I was like, okay, what are the top five most important things to me right now? My husband, well, first of all, my relationship with God, my husband, my art, my friends and my family, and like experiences, right? With them in those places. So like I said, I live in an RV with my husband. We chose this lifestyle because we wanted to experience more of a life that our parents were not afforded because they were working 9 to 5 and struggling, you know? And again, this isn't everybody's story, and for you it might look totally different, but what are some things in your life that you really want to focus on? You know, what are some things that are really necessary? Is it necessary, like, if you struggle with finances, is it necessary that you have a cable bill? Do you need that? Is it necessary that you need the newest car? Can you afford to tailor back on some of your expenses to really experience the life that you want to? You want to travel, but you paying $500 for a car note. Why? You know, I can understand if you have like a minivan, and you have kids, like, but can you get a cheaper minivan that does the same thing that might not have all the bells and whistles? You know, if you say you want to get healthy, maybe you should cut back on going to fast food restaurants. And that is for me. Like, if I want to get healthy, I got to stop eating at Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and these trashy places. I have to eat more whole foods, more vegetables, more fruits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to cook at home more if I want to save money. Like, these are things that are important to me. So you have to define what is necessary and beneficial and focus and make time for that. You know, for me, like, going to the gym, making my music, making my podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Like, time with my husband. These things are important to me, so I have to make time for that. And the thing is, we always talk about like, oh, I have to come up with time or make time, like time is not available. But no, we just spend time doing the wrong things, focusing on the wrong things. And that's what messes us up 10 times out of 10. Well, I say 9 times out of 10, 9.5 times out of 10. We think we don't have this time, but we watching Netflix. We think we don't have time to do this, but we're going to the mall, walking around buying stuff. Like, no, you have the resources. You just have to cut away. Maybe that means waking up an hour earlier or staying up an hour later. Like, these are things that you really have to be honest with yourself about. Do you really not have what you need? Or are you just focusing on things that aren't necessary? And I really had to ask myself that question. So my goal is to create time blocks and schedule and make sure that I'm making time to do what's necessary and most important. So that looks like me taking a whole day schedule, breaking up, I'm going to spend an hour practicing guitar, an hour eating lunch, an hour, you know, and really being specific about what you're doing. Counting the time that you're commuting, counting the time that you need to sleep. You know, for me, sleep is really important. I need 8 hours. Some people can run off of 6 and that's wonderful for you. I need 8 hours to be at my optimal, like, Alicia level, like, to be my optimal self. I need my sleep and it's really important to me. And if I don't get enough sleep, I get sick. Like, my body will literally shut down and make me get rest. So because that's top priority, if I want to get up at 6, I got to go to bed by 10. That's a no question. Like, that is something I have to do because it's important to me. Then in my schedule, like, I'm going to do the hard things first. Then let the day get easier and easier. And this was a tip given to me by my husband. Even early in the week, I want to do all the hard things first so that by Friday I'm doing easy things, or by Saturday, or whatever day you finish working during the week, you're doing the easier things. So Monday morning, you have the most energy because you're refreshed. You get the hard things done out the way, so you're not procrastinating and you're not waiting to the end of the week where you have no energy to get the things that you need to get done, you know? So for me, my energy, and so I think for some people, their energy depends on, like, oh, are you nighttime or daytime? For me, most of my energy is in the morning. So my day wants to start at 6 so that I can end by like 3, you know, and still have the rest of the day to do things like leisurely or to create music. Like, I'm trying to work on an album right now. So I have to do what I have to do to make sure that I have the time and the energy and the resources to really work on the things that I need to work on. And I feel like it's the same thing for you. All right. And so that way I will feel much more proud of myself because I'll get things done. I'm working with myself as opposed to against myself. Like, people are like, oh, you have to get up at 5 a.m. and da 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 da. And it's like, no, everybody's not a morning person. If you're not a morning person, that's fine. Just schedule time in your day where you can work that works for you. You know, don't try to work against yourself and be hard with yourself. Again, the idea as a Black woman is to make this life easier for you, and not easier as in like with no tension, or what is the word I'm looking for? No attraction or resistance, right? But it's just trying to adopt a life of ease. And I feel like we deserve it. Black women deserve, okay? So work with yourself. So I know in the morning, I'm a morning person. I'm gonna get things done in the morning. In the nighttime, I don't like to work. I want to do things that I want to do in the nighttime. All right. So another tip is to pick 3 things that you're gonna do for the day. Just 3. I know it is tempting to put 10 things on your to-do list. But once you do the top 3 and you knock those out and you feel like you have more time, then you can add more things to your schedule. Like, trust me, it works. Like, trust yourself. Because at first I'm like, no, I got to do 5 things. Do you have to do 5 things? Not all of those 5 things are pertinent. You know, they might be important, but they're not like time sensitive. Do the stuff that's important and time sensitive first. Okay. And then try to cut away the things that you don't need to do. You know, that comes with defining what is important. Not all the things we have on our to-do list are important. You know, pick the 3 things. Like, if you could only do 3 things, what would it be? And that would push you into a better future. For example, going to the gym versus hanging out, right? So what's more beneficial depends on who you are. Like, if your goal this year is to work on your relationships and you go to the gym all the time, maybe that means going to the gym one less day. Maybe your focus is hanging out with your friends, building important relationships, or vice versa. If you hang out with your friends all the time, you're going out to eat and your goal is to go to the gym, maybe you should schedule another time for you to hang out with your friend, or reschedule it and go to the gym instead, or go to the gym with your friend and you can meet in the middle. So that's the thing. You can decide what's most important for you in this season and really determine how to create a life centered around that. Okay. So building and disciplining myself. Like I said, I'm a multi-passionate artist. I focus on music, photography, and writing mostly. And I have a lot that I want to do. But before I commit to any of those things or goals, I need to grow my discipline. So I listen to this podcast called the Courtney Sanders Podcast, or the Courtney Sanders Show. Either way, Courtney Sanders, spelled C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. And she was talking about how you need to build your discipline muscle before you really commit to be disciplined. Because just like if you're running a race, you're not just going to show up the day of the race and be like, okay, I'm ready to go, let's get it. No, you're going to condition yourself. You're going to practice. You're going to do the things that I talked about before, like with playing sports. You're going to condition yourself before you actually start playing volleyball. You know what I'm saying? In the same way in your life, you have to condition yourself to be disciplined. So for me, that might mean like focusing on building my discipline so that I can be a better artist in all three of my disciplines. So, for example, the month of January, like, I had all these goals. Okay, I'm going to do these things. I'm going to start this stuff up and get it popping. No, I need to build my discipline so that I build my character. So the issue isn't like, the issue isn't, I'm incapable of doing these things. The issue is I don't have the character to do these things. And I realize I have character flaws. And one of those character flaws is a lack of discipline. And so for the month of January, because those are my three focuses for that month are sing a song every day and share it, take a photo every day and share it, and then write something every day and share it. Simple. Simple. And it's not really leading to a book. It's not really leading to like this big end goal or whatever. It's really just building my discipline muscle, or like my muscle for discipline, whatever, however you want to say it, you know? So if I want to write songs consistently, I have to build on small steps. So like I said, I can sing every day. If you're trying to write songs every day, maybe it just means you writing a poem every day, like something small, you know what I'm saying? That will help you build the discipline to be able to hit those bigger goals, you know? So that's my focus for January. And maybe you should take January off too, or February, or maybe like the first whole quarter of the year, building your discipline so that whatever goals you have for the rest of the year, you'll continue to grow and become better at that. It's about getting in the habit, you know, as a creative to create. Like, sadly, creatives tend to be not so disciplined people. We are like, oh, we just blow with the wind and whatever I feel like it. And sometimes, sis, you got to sit yourself down and be like, listen, I got to do what I got to do, and I got to force myself to do it, because I'm not going to get this done if I don't. So again, these will provide the building blocks it takes to get to your big goals. Okay. So yeah, with like changing my diet, starting walking, like if I want to become a better athlete, if I want to be in more shape, like these are small things I can do. Just go to the gym. Just go walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes. Literally, that's what I do. I don't have a super I don't have a super detailed plan, because again, that's procrastination. But then also, like, the problem here isn't me doing the workout, it's me going. So I have to build the habit of me actually stepping foot into the gym. It's necessary. It is necessary. So yes. So that is the end of today's episode. I hope this was helpful. I hope you got the idea. You don't need more goals. You don't need more New Year goals, okay? You don't need them. You need discipline. I promise you, that's what the problem is. Discipline. Showing up. Like, my goal this year is to just be disciplined, to create more than I consume, to adopt a life of ease. Like, it's more about the feeling of my life versus, like, having specific goals. Like, I have albums I want to release, I have all this stuff, but that stuff will happen with my being consistent and creating. And so I'm hoping this is helpful for you. Let me know what your goals are for this year. Let me know if you struggle with discipline. Feel free to send me a message on blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com, or like on Instagram, or a DM, whatever. Leave a review. Let me know what you think. Share it with a friend. And yeah, let's get this year started the correct way. Let's do the things, because we are capable of doing them. We just have to be disciplined to do them. And I'm saying this to you as I'm saying it to myself, because I struggle. I struggle so much with being disciplined, and I just want us to win. I think we can win, okay? So until next episode, y'all, keep creating, keep sharing, keep making that music, keep sharing that music. Again, please remember to send me your music so that you can add it to the playlist, so that I can add it to the actual episodes. Send it to me in the email. Send me letters of encouragement to other Black women making music, because like I said, the world could use more encouragement and more love and more Black girl magic, okay? Not to be cheesy or trendy, but for real, like, there are Black women out here who are doing a thing. So let's all celebrate each other together, okay? So until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye.